Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, Shabs, or Shabs Be Eaten, from TikTok. Say hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me, DJ Medi. I'm very happy to be here and excited to talk food. You know how much I love it.
So. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's find out, how did it all get started?
Oh, take me back to January of 2025. Or actually, you know, COVID. During COVID, we all rotted quite a bit on our phones. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on TikTok all day, YouTube Shorts, you name it. I fell in love with just watching people eat in their car.
Yeah.
Fast food, local food. And then at that point, I didn't have a car yet, but I was like, one day I'm going to do that. I really want to do that. And then last January, I was just like kind of bored, you know, it was cold. It was rainy out. So I was like, let me just go on Amazon and buy a little phone stand in my car and just review Japadog. So Japadog kind of just started it all. It was one of my favorites. I was like, you know, the review wasn't that great, but, you know, it kind of got me started. And since then, I've been going strong every week.
Fantastic. Oh, my. Okay. And I'm very curious about your look. Where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Egypt, Egyptian born. Grew up most of my life in the United Arab Emirates, actually, a small town near Dubai. Around 2 hours away. It's called Al Ain. Shout out if anyone from Al Ain is listening. Very, very unlikely, but shout out nonetheless. And moved here in 2017 for university, which I'm sorry to say, Linda, but I did study at UBC. I know there's a little friendly
UBC
competition.
We love UBC. It's our sister station there at UBC, and you actually been on there. Yes. Tell me about that little experience.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. In my second year of university, We did a little radio TV show. It wasn't live or anything. It was pre-recorded, but it was in the station called Midnight Space Flight, where it was just like, it was kind of like a Star Wars spoof almost. A little comedy, a little silly, but it was a lot of fun. It only went on for like a month, but it was a good time.
I love Star Wars. Oh my goodness. Okay, and we're going to play your first song, but I just want to say congratulations on your 10,000 followers.
Yes.
My goodness.
Thank you.
So that's with just steadying, posting, is that, and then it just kind of grew?
Yeah, steady posting. I was very fortunate to have a couple of videos blow up, the skinny shawarma one. I didn't realize it was kind of worldwide viral at the time that I posted it, but that almost has a million views, so I think that is mainly where the growth was from. But, you know, I'm very fortunate. I'm very happy. I really appreciate everyone that's been watching and eating along, you know. Always be eating is what I like to say.
That's right. And we're going to get deep in it because that's the name of the next song. Tell me about this artist.
So this guy's called Berlioz. He actually came to Vancouver last May. which is kind of full circle, actually. That was the first time I ever got recognized from Shabsby Eating at the concert. Right out of the concert, I went for a quick Popeyes bite.
Yeah.
And someone recognized me. Anyways, so Berlioz, been listening to him for a couple of years. Great house jazz is his genre. It's very unique. It's jazzy, but with a little bit more beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy the house jazz ride.
Yes, that was, how do you pronounce it, Berlioz?
Berlioz.
Yeah. Deep in it on CJSF. And we're going to talk about ramen, because you got some, like, best places to go in Vancouver for ramen.
Yeah, you know, ramen is, I love ramen. Ramen is my favorite food of all time, truly. It started when, I don't know if you've watched this, but I basically grew up on Naruto, the anime, yeah. And so when I was, you know, I was a little kid from Egypt, and I had never had ramen, and seeing Naruto just kind of scoff the ramen down, I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so good.
They have Dragon Ball in that.
there you go.
What? That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so since then, ramen's been my favorite food. So I've actually, based on the Vancouver ramen spots, I've come up with what I think would be the perfect ramen bowl.
Mm.
So I would start with a broth from Dambo.
Yes.
I'd get the thick noodles from Jinya. You know, I get a lot of slack for this, but I'm a Jinya guy.
Oh, yes.
I'd get the meat from Tachan. I don't know if you've had Tachan. It's a little ramen cart. It's Okinawa soba, which is kind of ramen passing, but it's not exactly ramen. But they have the best, like, meat in the city for ramen. I get the side gyoza from Horin Ramen. Excellent stuff. And then I get the fried garlic from Marohachi Ramen. That, for me, would be the ramen bowl for the gods. It's just perfect. It sounds so perfect.
Fantastic. And we're going to play Ramen Fog on CJSF. Yeah.
Thank you.
good, so good. That was Ramen Fog Baba.
Voice like butter. Voice like butter.
Right. And you got to say butter because we're talking about food. All right. We're going to talk about your latest post. And you did the best soup dumplings.
Oh, yeah. I went to Wang's Shanghai Cuisine. It was a little Lunar New Year special, if you will. It was great. It was so good. Little spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. This goes in my top five bang for buck in Vancouver. I got like... You know, the steamed xiaolongbao, I got the pan-fried one. I got a whole massive order of noodles and a beef, I don't know what it's called. It's like a beef roll, beef pancake for like under $40.
Wow.
And I'm still eating them to this day. I filmed this review a few days ago and I'm still eating them. It's crazy.
Oh, fantastic. And then I noticed in the videos, those little like soup dumplings, the juices were just like squishing out and stuff. And I want to know about if there was any accidents that ever happened while you were filming. Any spills, any, you know?
Oh, there's been so many. Where do I start?
Because you do them in your car, right?
Yeah. It's a mess. You know, I always make sure I have a lot of napkins, a lot of water, a lot of sanitizer. But there was one unfortunate incident when I reviewed Shanghai Dim Sum House in Crystal Mall.
Yes.
My favorite xiaolongbao in the city. Where I didn't realize it was gonna explode like it did. And I basically take a bite.
Yeah.
And it's for some of these videos, my fiance is sitting next to me in the car. Shout out Annika if you're listening.
Annika!
And so the xiaolongbao exploded right towards her.
Oh.
So like the hot soup in there kind of went on her and it was really bad, but thankfully like everything was good. You know, we had napkins, we had everything in the car and she was fine. You know, it's still this happened around this time last year, so we still joke about it to this day. Like,
right.
So funny, but what a mess.
Yeah. Okay, and we're going to get to that list, the best bang for your buck, folks, after this song. Tell me about Jocelyn's Dance.
Jocelyn's Dance, another one of Berlioz's songs, another banger. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoy it. Just good vibes all around. Thank you.
So good. So good. OMG. All right, folks. Are you guys ready for the best bang for your buck list with Shabs? Shabs Be Eaten from TikTok. All right. You got some honorable mentions first, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You know, there's a couple of spots that maybe they're not the greatest bang for buck, but they have to be put in this list. Mm-hmm. I'll start with a classic that we all know and love, the TNT food court. If you've ever been to the TNT food court, they're like, would you call it a buffet? I don't know. It's like a self-serve. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they have so many options. Their steamed buns are so good. Their coconut bread, everything, all like whatever food you can get at TNT, excellent. Honorable mention. Another honorable mention. This is not a specific spot, but all of Crystal Mall.
Okay.
Crystal Mall is just like, have you been to Crystal Mall?
It's been a while, but
it's like a gem of Metrotown that you wouldn't even know exists unless you like know that it exists. Mm. It's like a little, you know, it's just a food court ultimately, but yeah. It has some of the best Asian eats and they're all so cheap and so good. Like you really can't go wrong. My personal favorite there, as I mentioned before, is Shanghai Dim Sum House. Best Xiaoling Bao in the city. Mm. Another honorable mention, last one. This is my personal favorite food in Vancouver, period, is Dip Co. It's a little sandwich shop in Deep Cove. Mm. The best sandwich I've ever had, like bar none. And, you know, like it is great bang for a buck as well because it's like $17 for a sandwich, which sounds like a lot.
It does. Yeah.
But, like, you can easily split that sandwich with someone mm-hmm. and both of you will be so full that you won't even be able to finish your half. It's nice. Like, it's unbelievable. It's so good. But let's start with the list.
Yes.
So this is in no particular order, okay? So I'm just going to start randomly. I love a good Breca session. Breca is one of those, you know, spots where a lot of students go to study at 2 a.m. if they have a final coming up. But it's like their food there is so affordable. I think their chicken bacon club is like $10 or something, and it's huge, right? Like I've gotten that for lunch once. Like they have a turkey pesto one, I think, as well that's also the same price. They have all these different pastries and they do it for 24 hours a day. Like that's like that's impressive, you know. Like it's kind of crazy. Another one, like I said earlier, is Wang's, the one that I just posted. Xiaolong Bao, noodles, they got it all. So affordable and so yummy. Like great stuff. One that I have to mention is Fujiya. Fujiya, so good. It's technically like a grocery store,
it's a
right?
Grocery store, yeah.
But they have like a little like food section with like curries and sushi and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think they have like California rolls for like $2.50 or something. It's like it's so cheap. And it's so good. Like, you know, you just can't go wrong. Whenever I'm craving like a little onigiri or like a little sushi and I'm, you know, I'm not feeling fancy, I don't want to go to Hello Nori or wherever, I'll just go to Fujiya, grab a quick bite.
Nice.
The final two, we have Duffin's.
Mm-hmm.
Duffin's Donuts. Yeah. This is like a Vancouver classic.
It
you
is.
Know, it's like you mentioned Duffin's and yeah, everyone
you
knows
know
it, right?
Know it. Wow. 24 hours too. I think.
Yes, yeah. 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 I think they recently changed.
Oh, did they?
But it's like it's still like it closes at like 2 a.m. and it reopens at like 5. It's one of those. So it's 22 hours. yeah, Duffin's great. They also got it all: fried chicken, sandwiches, donuts. You know, it's in the name. And finally, we have Joe's Italian Deli.
Mm.
Now, I know this one specifically because it was the original location was close to UBC. They Italian spot. They do spaghetti and sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I think their huge spaghetti bowl is like $12.
Okay.
And you can get two sizes for the sandwiches, the half or the full. The half is like, I think, $7.
Mm-hmm.
And the large is like $13. And it will freaking fill you. It is great. And they recently, I think, opened a new location, maybe on Broadway. I might be wrong, but just opened a few days ago. So yeah, that concludes the list. I mean, this list could be 100 different spots if I could, but there are so many great eats here, you know.
Yes, that was an amazing list. And yeah, going out to eat all the time, it must be expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're paying for, and then sometimes you said you don't pay for them, right? Like the reviews.
Yeah, it's rare. More often than not, like I'll pay for it out of pocket just so I can do the review. Sometimes a restaurant will reach out to me and say, hey, like, would you mind reviewing our food? We'll give it to you for free. I usually accept under the condition that I I'm allowed to be fully and freely honest with it. So if it's not good, I'll say it's not good. And I won't name anyone, but there was a time that I was given something for free, and I gave them not a great review, and you know they weren't very happy with it, but I let them know, hey, you know, that was in the deal.
That's,
you know,
right.
Like that's, you got to
honest
them know.
Reviews right here, folks, with Shabs.
Always.
All right, where can people follow you, and what you have your pizza review coming up, you said?
Yes. Today, a little sneak peek, I reviewed AJ's Brooklyn, which I've been told is the best pizza in the city.
Mm.
I'm not going to give away if I thought it was or not, but right? It's pretty freaking good. It's pretty good.
So you have to follow to watch the review, right?
Yeah, okay. You can find me on TikTok, Shabs Be Eating, or on YouTube. I do YouTube Shorts, Shabs Be Eating. Also on Instagram. I don't post there as much, to be honest, but also Shabs Be Eating. Shabs Be Eating all around. Look it up. You'll find it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shabs, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van. Thank you so much,
baby.
Linda.
Woohoo! Here's Free Fall on CJSF.
Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each winter, people in northern areas eagerly wait for lakes to freeze so they can go ice fishing or ice skating. But as the climate changes, winters are getting warmer, and in many areas, lakes are freezing later in the fall and melting earlier in the spring. Warmer weather also makes ice weaker and more likely to break. So if you're heading out onto a frozen lake, it's important